just want you, nothing else, nothing else, well, nothing else would do. Welcome to this episode of A Brighter Day. I'm your host, Dr. Maurice Joyner. Today, let's go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. And it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' God has said, you should not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God.'" That your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. The title of today's message is The Pride of Life. What is this pride of life? This pride that caused Eve, who was created by God, lived in a place created by God, filled with all his glory and beauty to enjoy, with only just one commandment, which was to not eat or touch the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. Everything else was to be enjoyed. But why would Eve or anyone want to disobey such a commandment when you're living a glorious life? 1 John 2 and 16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Philippians 2 and 3 says, Let nothing be done through selfish ambitions or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let me stop here for a moment and share this testimony with you. In my previous message, I spoke of a time in my life that I walked away from God. And I give him the praise and the glory for giving me this message, the pride of life. You see, I wasn't raised to be arrogant, selfish, or one to boast. Nor have I lived a life in that manner as an adult. It is not a characteristic of me. I've always lived a very humble and grateful life, and I will continue to do so. However, as I was preparing this message, it enabled me to pause and meditate on the question of what caused me to walk away from God? What had me blinded to God when I needed him the most? Why? Why did I walk away from God? Although I have surrendered and dedicated my life back to Christ, I had not gained the understanding to that particular question. Therefore, I'm grateful to God for giving me this message to share with you, to set me free, to set you free. Again, Philippians 2 and 3 says, let nothing be done through selfish ambitions or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Conceit. The word conceit is someone that is conceived in the mind of one's own ability. Something that is conceived in the mind of one's own ability. An act of pride. The devil had me conceived to believe that God was a punishing God. A God who desires were to bring hurt, pain, and suffering into my life. A God who I was not to depend on, because surely it would lead to disappointment. Matthew 12, 28 and 30 says, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, ask him, which is the first commandment of all? Which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is God's first commandment. The devil had me deceived to believe that God didn't love me, because if he did, he would not have taken my mother to rest and leave me all alone. Therefore, why was I to love him? I was deceived. And I turned my eyes away from God, my family, friends, and support group, with the mindset that I didn't need anyone. I and me alone can handle this. My mind was deceived. I was blinded at a time when I needed help the most. A time when I needed to draw near to God. But through the devil's cunning ways, the tactics that he used, I walked away from God in search of something that only God can fulfill. A total disregard to God's first commandment. His first commandment. That I am to love him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. His first commandment. As we go back to the book of Genesis, we can see the devil's conniving playbook since the beginning of time. Eve was deceived to believe that which God commanded of her was not true. That it was not true. And that God did not want her to be wise like him. To be wise like him. Not true. She was deceived. As the enemy turned her eyes away from God. You see, the enemy, Satan, the devil, doesn't want us to look to God because he is fearful of God. And keep in mind, he wanted to be better than God. He wants to be elevated above God. But just God's name causes him to run in shame and fear. It gives him uncomfortable memories. He is reminded of the terrible mistake he made, one he would never forget. The book of Ezekiel 28:12-14 says, and it describes Satan this way, Lucifer this way, as having been created the highest angel, that he was beautiful, all of which led him to become arrogant in his position of status, to a point which he wanted to elevate himself above the creator, above God, the creator of both heaven and earth, above the God Almighty. It was Satan's pride what led him to the great fall. Isaiah 14:12-15 says, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you cut down from the ground, you who weakens the nation. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I would also sit on the mount of the congregation on the four sides of the earth. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High God. That he will be like the Most High God. But here's the good news. The child of God was born, Jesus Christ, to put an end to the devil's deceitful ways, the tactics that he used to turn one's eyes away from God. The book of Matthew 4:1-11 tells the story of Satan's attempts to deceive Jesus Christ, our Savior. It says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the devil came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. And again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their glory, and said to him, all these things I will give you, all these things that you see in the world, all these things I will give you if you shall fall down and worship me. All this is yours if you just fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. Away with you, Satan. Just away with you. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Enough is enough. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to Jesus. And the angels came and ministered to him, lifted him up, elevated him. And Jesus proceeded in ministry, walking in God's purpose and plan to complete the work of his Father, to bore our sins, to die on the cross for our iniquities, to descend into the bottom pits of hell and strip the serpent, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, and left him powerless. Then he was ascended into heaven and sit on the right side of our Father to make intercession for us and provided us a helper, the Holy Spirit, to guide us according to our Father's purpose and plan that he created specifically for all who believes in him and his glory. Just as Jesus caused the devil to flee from him, and angels lifted him up, we as believers have been given that same authority. God tells us in James 4, 7 through 8, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That we are to draw near to him, and he will draw near to us. So what are we to do? When the enemy comes to put something in our mind, when the enemy comes with all his little cunning tactics, what are we to do? Well, just as Jesus did, through the word of God, just through the word of God. Whatever Satan tries to plant in your mind that you are not, you look to God to learn who he says you are. When Satan tells you what you can't do, turn your eyes to God, to what he says you can do. And it goes on in the book of James to verse 10. It says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Proverbs 16, 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. Therefore, we are to humble ourselves to the Most High God, with the understanding that it is God who makes all things possible. We cannot allow Satan to lead us to believe we can do anything through our own will, power, or ability. We cannot be blinded. It is God who makes all things possible to glorify his name. One's wealth, position of power, accomplishments, skill sets, gifts, talents, knowledge, wisdom, status of life, favor, promotions, and most importantly, one's health, strength, and every exhale is by the grace of God. Therefore, we are to give him all glory and honor. All glory and honor. In the book of Colossians 3, 12 through 15, God describes the character of a wise man. And he says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, even if Christ forgave me, we should also must do. And he goes on to say, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. He said, if you want to be perfect, perfection, put on the bond of love. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body. And in one body, and be thankful. And be thankful. Until next time, make every day a brighter day, so those who see you, they see him. In Jesus' name, amen.